This is Dakota Datebook for November 9th. North Dakota voters split their votes at the polls, and the results were freshly announced during this day's Morning Sun in 1988. Vice President George Bush won North Dakota, as well as the nation, when he defeated challenger Michael Dukakis. Bush earned 54% of the national vote after serving as vice president with popular President Ronald Reagan. But in the expanse of North Dakota, the Democratic candidates had clout to win elections. George Sinner retained the governor's office, easily handling the challenge of Leon Malberg, 60-40%. Democrat Sarah Vogel cemented her place in state history, becoming North Dakota's first woman elected as agriculture commissioner, gathering 45% of the vote against incumbent Kent Jones, Republican Keith Bierke, and independent Harley McLean. Quentin Burdick, longtime popular senator, handily triumphed over Republican challenger Earl Strindon. The winning incumbent was 80 years old at the time. Democratic House member Byron Dorgan triumphed over Steve Sidness, 2-1. Democrat Heidi Heitkamp won the state tax commissioner race, following in Kent Conrad's steps after he became a North Dakota senator 2 years previously. Earl Pomeroy, yet another Democrat, succeeded in the race for insurance commissioner, easily beating Margaret Bushy. The Democrats also won elections for treasurer, attorney general, and secretary of state, but it wasn't a clean sweep. Republicans did manage one statewide victory, as Robert Peterson held on to his position as state auditor. 1988 now seems very far in the past. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.